the second of how you guys took that game over?
We just came in here and, you know, talked with the, you know, each other, and, you know, just said, let's just keep it simple and do what we've been good at all year, and that was about it.
Was there an active decision to activate the defense more often? Because you spent a lot of time down low, and Jacob Trouba did as well, and so I bet Sherrod down there.
No. I mean, pretty much all year we've kind of been, you know, pretty active up there, and, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, moving and, you know, relying on our forwards to cover us when we go in, and, you know, we kept it pretty simple, and, you know, we got pucks to the net.
Do you think you guys were energized by Mark's response right after Wheeler got hit?
I think, you know, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, that has a big play in it, and, you know, it's just, you know, we got down and we didn't quit believing in ourselves, and we just continued to work and we got through it.
That little dance you did after you scored, you don't usually strike us as a dancer. Where'd that come from?
I don't know where some of this stuff comes from.
For you, that's just, I mean, not just the goals, but big hits as well. How much did you put on your shoulders to kind of help lead this team?
You know, I want to win every night. I believe everyone does. It's just a matter of coming to the rink and, you know, just playing hard, you know, doing my job best as I can do it, and, you know, hopefully the guys can follow and, you know, get some energy off it too.
For you, what was the turning point in this game?
There really wasn't, a turning point for me. I felt, you know, pretty good all the way through. It was just a matter of, you know, getting a couple, you know, passes through that, you know, were getting, you know, tipped at the beginning, and, you know, we got through it, and, you know, things started turning our way.
A lot of talk about parking the overtime loss. How do you park a dramatic win in the same fashion?
Same way. Just, you know, enjoy this for the next five, and then we get ready for the next one.
So what you went through in 2010, you saw firsthand what a grind it is. I mean, do you think your teammates feed on that because you know, you can never give up, and this is a long-term thing?
I think that's, you know, a big thing. You know, we've obviously talked, you know, as a group, and, you know, just, you know, it's not going to be an easy ride, you know. It's just take it one game at a time, one shift at a time, and, you know, just believe in each other.
You're so engaged, though, Dustin, right now. Does it remind you a bit of the feeling that you were going through in 2010?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you get in the playoffs, you can, you know, look back at, you know, what you've done and, you know, what you've gone through. And as it, you know, as that, with that team, you know, the things we had to go through to get here, and, you know, you just do little things and just control what you can control and move on.
You talked a couple of weeks ago, Dustin, about telling the younger guys here that, you know, you've waited a long time to feel that feeling again, that to take advantage and to seize the moment, that, you know, it's not always like this every year. Do you feel like this group's doing that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we, you know, it's not easy to get, you know, come back from, you know, what we did in the first, and, you know, I think everyone just knows that, you know, you can't quit, never quit, and, you know, just keep working. You never know what's going to happen.
This team is done from the regular season. So when you guys are down, I mean, kind of, you guys have shown that ability to come back. Does that help these situations of being, keeping guys calm, sticking to the plan?
Yeah, I mean, you know, all season we've been preparing for, you know, games like this and, you know, getting in the playoffs and, you know, how to handle ourselves, and, you know, so far it's been pretty good.
Everyone talks about Line 8's shot, but that pass was pretty special. What do you make of him as a passer?
I mean, he can do it all, obviously. It's the NHL. You can't just be a, you know, you just can't be a shooter. You got to be able to play, so you just got to, you know, you can play in all zones and just take it as it is.